recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. I love Mondays because it's our opportunity to visit with one of my favorite people, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. She joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you too, Kevin. Thank you.
Did you have a good holiday? Did you have Christmas and New Year's and all of that? And by the way, thank you for filling in. I had so much fun listening to you.
Oh, well, I had so much fun being behind that mic, as I always do. Great callers. You always have such a great audience, so very well informed. And, you know, heard from the old regulars, as they say. But it was a great time. Thank you.
I absolutely loved listening to you. I want to begin with the way I began the show today, with a big thank you to the late Scott Dozier, who hung himself on Saturday afternoon rather than face execution somewhere down the road, courtesy of the state of Nevada. This is a convicted killer who wanted to die, who wanted to be executed, but the state wouldn't do it. What? First of all, is this going to be the beginning of the end of capital punishment? We've got Democrats in control, in the legislature. We've got a Democrat governor. Does this mean the capital punishment's going to end?
I don't necessarily know if capital punishment is going to end, but hopefully they don't go the way of California and start reducing felonies down to misdemeanors and misdemeanors down to nothing and start emptying the jails like California and create a sanctuary state much like California, which only gives sanctuary to the criminals and not sanctuary status to the citizens.
In just about 25 minutes from now, we will have a new governor. It will be Steve Sisolak. A lot of people asking, is it going to be the, hey, I'm just a moderate Democrat, Steve Sisolak, or is it going to be the radical Sisolak that ran against Chris Gee? What's your bet?
Well, I mean, goodness, that's a tough one. It depends on really if that was just nothing but an act. I haven't really met a moderate Democrat. What is a moderate to a socialist? What is a moderate to a communist? When you look at the radical legislature that is going to be sworn in, and we also have now an attorney general that was, a felon, criminal. We'll see just how they hijack this government and how far left they want to take it. I wouldn't be surprised if tax raises were on the horizon, because that's what Democrats love most, is to take your hard-earned money for all of their pet projects and their bureaucracies, throwing money at problems when money doesn't solve problems. And let's not forget that the outgoing governor, a Republican, and his many Republicans raised taxes, the largest tax increase, $1.2 billion. And supposedly we don't have any of that money. And supposedly we don't have any of the money coming from all of the pot that we're selling now, 16 ways to Sunday. 84, I think, new dispensaries are slated to open up in Clark County. That's what I heard the latest. 84 more dispensaries. The pot business is going absolutely crazy. All of that money from pot is supposed to go to the schools, but the school is broke. And so we'll find out if Democrats believe that they need to raise taxes. But we do know at least one Democrat wants a partial birth abortion and abortion on demand. That's one of the first bills the Democrats have offered up.
Well, I will simply tell you this. I happen to think, and I could be wrong on this. I happen to think that they are going to try and raise taxes. I mean, we saw in all of the TV ads, Sisolak saying every tax is on the table. We're looking at property taxes. Is there any doubt in your mind that our taxes are going up?
No, there's no doubt in my mind that they'll try to ram taxes upwards, because that's, again, what Democrats love to do, is confiscate your money in order to grow the bureaucracy or throw money at problems, either created problems or created crises. And like I said, we've got plenty of revenue coming in. We just had the largest tax increase in Nevada's history, and there's nothing to show for it.
I want to ask you, because there are 8 members of the state Senate, 8 Republicans. They are the only thing standing in the way of the Republican, or rather the Democrats, being able to pass any tax they want. The fact that they need 2/3 and the fact that we've got the 8 votes, are you convinced that our 8 Republicans in the state Senate, led by James Settlemyer and others, are you convinced they'll stand together?
They better, because if we don't stand together, we die separately. We can't afford to not stand together, especially when we're hanging on by such a narrow margin. And if we ever want to return control back to the Republicans in this state, it is now more important than ever that they start standing together and really working to get boots on the ground in order to change the outcome of the 2020 elections here in the state statewide.
Okay, I want to take you to Washington, because the president is going to speak to the nation, an Oval Office address, I imagine, tomorrow night. He is going to go on Thursday, I guess, to the southern border. He is going to try and take the case to the American people that a border wall is about border security. It's about homeland security. Is it too little too late, or is this about when you would expect him to go on the offensive? It seems like he's never really tried to make the case for this other than in his tweets and statements.
No, I think this is a crescendo of things that are, you know, all kind of bubbling beneath the surface. And he's already floated out there that he has floated the idea of declaring a national emergency because of our danger that is faced and that is posed by people who have zero right to be here and also zero right to invade our border at any port of entry they choose. And so they've already arrested terrorists at the border, human traffickers at the border, criminals at the border, all trying to get into our country. An open border is a national security crisis. And I think that because he has floated this idea as late as a few days ago, I think this is the perfect time, better late than never.
More with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. We're talking about what the president's up to. I was just checking last night. The GoFundMe page is up to $19 million. No, that's incredible. $19 million they've raised for the wall. They have a $1 billion goal. We started tracking this thing when it was 4.6 million. It is now up to 19 million, maybe 20 million by this morning. We'll double check that for you as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Knocking me out with those American.
local now. So good to have you with us. It is Monday, kind of a dreary Monday here in Southern Nevada. It is swearing-in day in Carson City. We'll have a new governor coming up in just about, I would imagine, about 12, 13 minutes from now. And all the street closures in and around the Capitol, those will go away as soon as the ceremony is over. So if you've been a little frustrated this morning finding parking and different things like that, streets being closed, it's for the inauguration. And as soon as the inaugural is over, you know, everything will be okay. Joining us, as she does every Monday, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and what's the other one?
Red Wave America.
Thank you. That's just testing. I want to ask you, did you see 60 Minutes last night and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Did you see any of her stuff last night?
No, I did not.
Oh. Well, she was espousing this whole thing of an 80% tax rate on New Yorkers, the upper end of New Yorkers. First of all, do you think she will find a way to make this thing palatable for individuals?
For the ignorant masses, yes. I mean, I don't think we can underestimate her. She is kind of a rock star in her own right. I mean, a complete mental midget and an economic dunce, but a rock star in her own right. You know, socialism is cool, don't you know? It just hasn't been tried the right way in America. Don't look at Venezuela. Don't look at, you know, the hundreds of millions of people that have been, you know, killed in communism and socialism, totalitarian dictatorships. Ignore all of that. She's cute, I guess, and she can dance, but she simply can't do math. But that's your typical socialist. And so I guess an 80% tax rate, much like the 70% tax rates we had under Carter, Carter is calling. He wants his tax rates back.
I've got to ask you, though. I mean, she's also out there promoting last night the Green New Deal. First of all, what is the Green New Deal as you understand it?
No one really knows. It's very light in specifics. Everything I've read about it, there are no specifics. But it promises to solve economic, social, and racial injustices. I guess jobs don't do that, considering we're looking at one of the best economies since the 1960s and perhaps ever in some sectors of our society. 321,000 jobs were added the last quarter, blowing all past all expectations. We're under 4% unemployment. I think it's 3.7%, if I'm not mistaken. The lowest Hispanic unemployment on record. The lowest black unemployment, female unemployment. So we've got all of these fantastic numbers. We solve these injustices that the left always talks about through providing or creating jobs. But they have a Green New Deal or a Better New Deal or a New Better Deal or whatever. But we just know it's going to cost tens of trillions of dollars. That much we know.
She is also a supporter of Medicare for All. We know what they tried to do in California. They tried to do this in California, but they found it would cost $4 billion. The People's Republic of California's yearly budget, annual budget, is only $2 billion. It is twice what the state budget is already. Is there any way to make nice when it comes to this idea of Medicare for All, single payer?
No, because I was watching Kamala Harris' Twitter sphere the other day, and she claims that 30 million people are still uninsured. Well, that's funny, because 33 million people, we were told, were uninsured before Obamacare was rammed down our throats, and supposedly Obamacare was supposed to solve it. But it didn't work, did it? And so now they say, well, it just didn't work because it didn't go far enough. So now we need to make sure there's a complete entire government takeover of our healthcare system, thereby they can ration the care more effectively from a bureaucracy. That's what single payer is. It's Medicaid or Medi-Cal for all. You'll be lucky to find a doctor who takes it. But again, this is going to cost tens of trillions of dollars. I think it was $33 trillion, according to the always wrong CBO. So you can probably just double that to about $60 trillion over the course of 10 years. The Democrats can find, you know, $33 trillion, for forcing a single payer on all of us, but they can't find $5 billion to build a wall.
And by the way, our annual budget is what, $4 trillion a year? $4 trillion a year?
You know, something like that. But, you know, that it's not about numbers with socialists. It's all about feelings. Don't try to talk about economics with a socialist. They'll just look at you and, like, with doe eyes like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But again, don't underestimate her, nor do not underestimate the very raw and left and radical left movement that has taken over the Democrat Party. I was with a bunch of activists over the weekend. And I said, you know, one thing that you have to understand is that we are fighting communists. Okay, this is the age-old battle between communists and capitalists. And it really depends on the society that we will have as long as we're willing to fight and understand the enemy.
That is incredible. Let me just ask you, because more and more of these issues, Medicare for all, recreational marijuana, just to name a couple, are issues that they've never had any success with at the federal level. In fact, today it is a federal crime to do recreational marijuana. I want to ask you, is this becoming a new trend in politics that if you can't get the federal government to do what you want, you'll get people like Michael Bloomberg to drop $1 million or $10 million into a state and get an initiative passed to get what you want and do this state by state rather than federally?
Yeah, absolutely. If it's Bloomberg or if it's Tom Steyer, sure. Of course they will. They have the money to do it. And money influences politics and money influences people. And so this is exactly the Democrats will always scream, you know, states' rights when it comes to these types of issues. But if it comes to issues like abortion, they completely have no idea what you're talking about. There's no such thing as state rights. And certain states can't reject Obamacare. So, you know, they find the 10th Amendment when it suits them and their culturally Marxist ideas. But they don't find the 10th Amendment when it comes to the free market.
Are there some of those issues that maybe you see emanating from a Democrat-controlled legislature and a Democrat governor here in Nevada? Are there any of those issues that are out there? It might be single-payer. We've already had the expansion of Medicaid. But is it possible we're going to get more of that from this Democrat legislature as we move forward?
Of course. You know, the Democrats aren't going to create prosperity. They're simply going to confiscate your wealth and then grow the dependency class. That's what they do best. That's what happened under Obama. It was interesting to watch now all of these Democrats wringing their hands over 800,000 people that are out of work. Well, we had, you know, millions of people out of work for 8 years under Obama, and we never heard a peep. Actually, things got worse. Supposedly, Trump was supposed to have a magic wand to make this economy start humming again, and he's gotten it below 4% unemployment, so obviously he has a pretty big wand. But the Democrats want to create dependency. They want to grow government. And how best do you do that? Well, you create more government programs. You import low-skilled, non-English-speaking illegal aliens. Sure, why not? And create a sanctuary state. This is all about power and control about Democrats. It has nothing to do about lifting people out of poverty. It has everything to do about keeping people in poverty so they can grow government programs and grow the government exponentially.
Hey, Megan, in about 20 seconds, where can people find you? Where can people see where you are going to be in media?
You can just go to ReaganBabe.com and find my media schedule. Follow me on Twitter at ReaganBabe or ReaganBabe.com on Facebook.
Megan, always good. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it. One of my best friends in this town, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, all on wall and live and local now. We were talking about the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tax plan, which would people in New York would pay a top rate of 83.3%. Now, these would be really rich people, But this would be a huge transfer of wealth from the very rich to everybody else. She has toyed with the idea of the basic guaranteed income or something like that. The guaranteed income, which would essentially be another transfer of wealth from rich people to middle class and poor people. She has been very, the information, the details, shall we say, are very sparse on some of these programs. And even people on the left say, we don't really know what this is going to look like. We got to find out, you know, the politics of it, the policy of it. That's what's weird. One of the things I love about this segment, this is what we call our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you essentially tell us what you want to talk about. It can be something we talked about last week, last month, last year, or it could be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. One other quick note, and we began the program this way. I want to continue the program this way. I will probably end the program this way. I want to thank the late, great Scott Dozier. If you don't know the name, he's a convicted killer. He was sentenced to death. He asked the state to execute him. They won't do it. They've got problems with the people who provide the chemicals to kill the condemned inmate. Yeah, the people that make the drugs, the drug manufacturers, don't want this used to kill people. But I want to thank Scott Dozier for saving the people of Nevada the expense of litigating further appeals and the execution itself. Thank you. Thank you for cutting to the chase, so to speak. For those of you that don't know, Scott Dozier hung himself by the neck with a bedsheet in Ely Saturday afternoon. He was discovered about 4:30 in the afternoon, hanging by the neck until dead, doing what the state of Nevada should have done years before. Don't ask me how it happens, but it happens. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, for those of you that don't know what it is. It's where you call in, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. It's pretty simple. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show, earlier in the month, or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Let's go to John in Palm Desert. John, go right ahead, man. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Great. So my question is with our president of the United States, and I voted for him, and he had Congress and he had the Senate for the first full 2 years of his administration. And why didn't he do the wall when he had the opportunity? Why is it a blame game now? I'm kind of tired of all the blaming back and forth when he had everybody in his court. And it didn't happen.
Well, Who's basically, wait a minute. When you say he had the Senate, he did not have 60 votes in the Senate. And in order to function, you must have 60 votes to advance legislation. Otherwise, you can't do it. There are a lot of things he could have done. You know, the same way Obama. For a while, Obama had control of the Senate, the House, and the presidency. And he did get. You know, he obviously did get a lot of stuff, including Obamacare, through. Would I have liked to have seen him do it? Yeah. But were you going to get Joe Manchin or some of the so-called moderates? No, they stuck to it. And the problem is he couldn't even get people like Dean Heller. I mean, if you want to blame somebody, blame Dean Heller. They could have repealed and replaced Obamacare fairly easily. And they just didn't get it done. Frank, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Big Pharma.
Oh, yeah.
Big Pharma. There's I got to give kudos to the Nothing But Communist channel. That's NBC. They have an incredible program called Full Measure. I know you try to do everything for us, Kevin. It's hard to be all things to all people.
I know.
Hang on, Snoopy. I know, yeah. Hang on, Snoopy. I'm engaging right now. Why do we as a country pay more than any other country for pills, pill poppers? There's a great movie. That's what doctors were known as, pill peddlers, if you go back in the day. And it's gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. But when Big Pharma has both sides of the fence, demon rats and republic rats, we got problems, Kevin.
Well, can I tell you, I followed the debate as they were debating on Obamacare in the Senate. And one of the things that I discovered is that Democrats who had supported being able to import drugs from Canada and from Germany and from the UK suddenly at the last minute abandoned that deal. And I keep asking myself why. And then you start seeing all the campaign finance stuff and these drug companies. They were supporting Democrats and Republicans. They were supporting everybody. And they got their way.
Kevin, it's worse than that. They got the DOJ. They got a doctor. Only a lawyer can twist words. Our DOJ has been bought and now we're coming up. Thank God for the Second Amendment, Kevin. We are on the brink. All right, buddy.
Thank you, man. That's Frank. Frank's a little upset, as he should be, as he often is. I can recall the debate. They had a debate on the importation of drugs. And at one point, you saw Democrats supporting it. I mean, they were the ones trying to push all this stuff through. And a part of it was drug importation from name brand manufacturers, but essentially getting it from Canada, from the UK, from Germany, folks who take licensing seriously. It didn't pass. They didn't get it through. And as a result, other than things like, what was it, Viagra, on my birthday, and I know this only because I heard it in a commercial, but apparently on December 11th, my birthday, it might have been a year ago, it might have been this past December 11th, Viagra became a generic drug, and it's it ended up being still expensive, I think, but still anyway. The point Frank makes is a good one. You know, we do pay more than we should, and my question is, and it wouldn't surprise me if that would be a second term issue for the president. Because I'd love to see him take on Big Pharma. Right now, he's got bigger fish to fry, obviously. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join in? I've got two lines open right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We make it simple for you. It's not all that complex. If there's something you want to talk about, even if it's something different than what we have been talking about, that's fair. Rashida Tlaib, the gal that said we're going to impeach the MF-er. Yeah. We can talk about that. Or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We'll see what it is you want to talk about. Did you see, by the way, Alexandria the Great? On 60 Minutes last night. Fascinating interview. Anderson Cooper doing the honors. We'll let you hear from her. One of the highlights from the interview. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you, and $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Got a dream they come to share. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America today.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, we are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. Great to have you with us. Brand new week. The president is going to speak to the nation tomorrow night from the White House. Thursday, he's going to be along our southern border for a photo op. We don't know what the speech is going to be about, other than it's going to be about national security or homeland security, and that may mean he's going to sell the wall. There's been all kinds of talk. about the idea of declaring a national emergency. It would not surprise me in the least if that's what he did. No, really and truly, that might be exactly what's going to happen. Let's go to Will. Will, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
God, I don't know where to start, Kevin. I think the first thing I need is some kind of therapist, because when I hear a female call my president MF-er, it's a damn good thing she's talking to all you people who are regulated, because if she ever ties into a man like me, I'm going to give her a vulgar verbal lashing like that. Whoa. Little wench has never seen in her life. And by the way, let me mention something, if I might. The word bitch has a dual meaning. Did you know that, Kevin?
No. Ditch, okay. D as in dog?
If you look, well, no. I just want to educate the public, because if we're going to get into some nasty talk by females, which is pretty damn dangerous, in my opinion, for what they're doing, but the point is, in the dictionary, a bitch is a female dog, but a bitch is also a troublesome woman. So I just want to get the public, if we're going to start using vulgarity for some type of pseudo-intellectual in discussion, we're going to have to start opening up this book a little deeper. So
Will, let me just ask you. Rashida Tlaib, the member of Congress in question, was given a chance to walk it back, did not, and said she stands by her comment. Does that surprise you?
No, because that's part of, like I have told you before, the way we elect these people, the way we hold them accountable during their tenure, the way we remove them is all broken. We need to get our ass back in there and let these people know, look, we're going to hurt you if you betray us. Now, nobody wants to do that, and that's what we're seeing like a killer bee colony, what they call a bee colony collapse. Our bureaucracy has been taken over by those people who are opportunists. About 50% of them are the true public employees. The rest are representative of this little wench who doesn't have a clue where she's at, and she's about to meet the real Americans if they keep this stupid-ass attitude up. And by the way, I mentioned something else to you men out there. The female is an old thing called form versus function. We barely communicate with the female, let alone think the same way. And you damn well better start getting that stuff straight right now, because if we keep this up, a female will turn a male against you in a heartbeat.
Wow. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Will with a mouthful today. Joel, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, Kevin. I'm really curious as to why the president tends to take every opportunity he can to make excuses for Putin's and Russia's bad acts. For instance, when he said he can justify annexation of Crimea by Russia because the Crimean people speak Russian? And using that logic, does that mean that we should annex Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia because they speak English?
That would make us one hell of a big country, wouldn't it?
But yeah, right. But the whole concept of him... not necessarily approving, but turning a blind eye, if you will, to all of these bad acts. When he tried to justify the Russian invasion of Afghanistan erroneously by saying that there were Muslim terrorists from Afghanistan that went into Russia, when in fact that wasn't true. Our own intelligence agencies said that wasn't true, but yet he stands by these things and basically gives Putin a free pass at every opportunity, and I just don't understand why.
Well, there are some that believe that he has something on Trump. I don't happen to believe that. I want to go very quickly to Cut 3, because I'm running out of time in this hour. I promised I'd let you hear from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is cut number 3. She was on 60 Minutes last night laying out her 70%. High tax rate. I mean, this woman is nuts. Listen to this with Anderson Cooper.
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years?
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You're talking about everybody having to drive an electric car?
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now. What is the problem with trying to push our technological capacities to the furthest extent possible?
This would require the raising taxes.
There's an element where, yeah, there people are going to have to start paying their fair share in taxes.
Do you have a specific on the tax rate?
You know, you look at our tax rates back in the 60s, and when you have a progressive tax rate system, your tax rate, you know, let's say from zero to $75,000 may be 10% or 15%, et cetera. But once you get to, like, the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed at an extremely high rate, but it means that as you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
What you are talking about, just big picture, is a radical agenda compared to the way politics is done right now.
Well, I think that it only has ever been radicals that have changed this country. Abraham Lincoln made the radical decision to sign the Emancipation Proclamation. Franklin Delano Roosevelt made the radical decision to embark on establishing programs like Social Security. That is radical.
Do you call yourself a radical?
Yeah, you know, if that's what radical means, call me a radical.
She is a radical. And the American people are going to have to sort out, are you ready to have a socialist out there leading the band for the Democrats? Is that really what we're talking about? Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. I got about 90 seconds before the break and the end of the show. What's up?
Yeah, Kevin, I just wanted to comment about that gentleman that called in about Trump, Putin, and the Crimea situation. You, Medicare Part A, which is hospital and nursing home coverage, is set to essentially run out of money in 7 years. And this guy wants us to go to war with Trump or with Putin over Crimea. I mean, we got to decide how we're going to spend our money, don't you think?
Prioritize.
Yes. Yes, I think it should go to Medicare Part A before it goes to a war over Crimea, for crying out loud. Would you agree?
Given the options, like let NATO handle it or let the UN handle it, go ahead. Somebody else go try and take Putin down. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to come to that. Tomorrow in the program, we'll talk about our new governor. We're going to have a brand new governor tomorrow. In fact, he may already be governor. Yeah. It was scheduled for 11:30. Congratulations, Steve Sisolak, who we understand is the new governor of the state of Nevada. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.